Good morning, everyone. Howdy. I greet you with the best of wishes and prayers for your weekend. Weekends we all look forward to. It's because it is a time of rest and leisure. So I pray that you get the best of this so that you all develop ourselves for the better so that we could go back to work, hopefully, on Monday. Well, today, Saturday of the fourth week of Lent, the church brings us to read again from the book of the Old Testament according to Jeremiah. As you know, Jeremiah was called by God to warn the people, to tell the people their mistakes, their sins, and that they have to repent. And he was met with opposition. They did not like what he was saying. So they persecuted him. And Jeremiah was frustrated. He felt very bad about it, of course. But he remained faithful. This is important. We have to be faithful even when there is opposition. That we have to go against the grain. We cannot just let ourselves be led by the flow of the river. We might end up in a chasm and perish. We have to go against the grain. We have to swim against the current. That's why the image of Christian life has always been about difficulty. It is difficult, but not impossible, especially with the grace of God. Anyhow, we read, "The Lord revealed it to me," writes Jeremiah. "I was warned. O Lord, that was when you opened my eyes to their scheming." This is very nice. As you know, the Old Testament is fulfilled in the New Testament. And we get to understand the New Testament with a background given by the Old Testament. And here we have this scheming. You may recall the reading we had of those who were plotting against the prophet. And this was a symbol of Jesus Christ. What would happen to Jesus Christ? But here in Jeremiah, in specific, we read about the Lamb. I don't know if you've seen a lamb. Well, it's a little sheep, a baby sheep. I am struck by the similarity between a lamb and a kid, the young goat. They have similarities. They look so innocent. You are about to kill it, or you're going to torture it. It looks so innocent. Meek and open to whatever you're gonna give, make it suffer, even death. So we read in the book of Jeremiah in continuation, "I for my part was like a trustful lamb being led to the slaughterhouse, not knowing the schemes they were plotting against me." This is what most probably St. John the Baptist had in mind when he pointed out to Jesus, "Behold the Lamb of God." And later on, he was that lamb, yes. He was led to the slaughter. He was so meek. Well, if you watch action movies involving such actors as Jason Statham, or Michael J. White, or one of these blockbuster actors, you can expect a fight. The star is not going to take it sitting down. He's not going to give them any facility to just whip him. No, he's going to give it a fight. And most of the time he wins. But Jesus Christ, who is God, who is capable of not only of martial arts, or summoning legions of angels to assist him, to protect him, by his own divine power. No one can defeat him, not even Satan. Not even Satan. I mean, absolutely, he cannot go up against God. And he went to be slaughtered. He went to be killed, meek as a lamb. So it's already spoken of here in the Old Testament according to in this book of Jeremiah. And they were plotting against me. Let us destroy the tree in its strength. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name may be quickly forgotten. That's what they wanted to do, to do away with Jeremiah. And in parallel, they wanted to do away with Jesus. Envy dictated their moves, their plotting, their scheming, their murderous thoughts and desires. Well, this is an example for us. One of the Beatitudes Jesus was preaching included, "Blessed are the meek." Who likes to be meek? We don't want our opponent, you know, to get one over us. We don't want anyone, you know, and we experience naisahan, as they say in Filipino or Tagalog. He got us fooled. We were hoodwinked. We were deceived. We were cheated. And we lost something, and we are humiliated. No one wants to be like that. But God, in Jesus Christ, wanted it to give us an example of meekness. Meekness because we accept the will of God, you know. Not always does an opponent, the response to an opponent would require of us just mere meekness. Yes, there are some, we have to take it meekly. But you remember Saint Paul, he fought for his rights. He was about to be tortured to get information out of him about why the Jews were against him. And he, before they could torture him, he declared that he was a Roman citizen. He was a Roman citizen. No Roman citizen is subjected to torture. He is given due process because he is a Roman citizen. He has that right. So he was spared. He could appeal to Caesar, which was the prerogative of any Roman citizen. And he did. He claimed his rights. He fought for his rights. But there are times God wants us to be meek. And that's why we have to discern this. Is it worthwhile that we become violent? You know, when we curse, when someone cuts us when we drive, or someone hurt us, so to speak, will it help that we be violent? Will it help that we let loose a cursing tongue? Will it help? I don't know. Even losing your peace, you know, and in day-to-day life in a family with little children, is it worth it to be screaming and all that? In fact, it's so bad. Yelling at our kids is not the best thing to do, because instead of learning what in principle you wanted them to learn, they shift to a flight or fight attitude. Because yelling stimulates a part of the brain, indicating or stimulating us into such a fight or flight response. It's not the best way of learning, right? But because we yell, so the person, the young kid, is put on the defensive, and it's not a learning situation. It's a fight or flight situation. And they learn how to scream also at the others. They learn from us how to take our problems, how to take things. We scream. And we scream louder and louder. And that's the problem. It's like an addiction. We have to scream higher and louder to get the same effect. Because our senses gets used to things. That's why drugs are taken more and more to achieve the same high as before. We get used to it. Our senses get numb. So we need a more intense experience. So more drugs, more screaming. So let's not scream. Let's not lose our peace for the most of the time. And Jeremiah says, I, for my part, was like a trustful lamb being led to the slaughterhouse, not knowing the schemes they were plotting against me. Let us destroy the tree and its strength. I think we read this already. So we read the last lines. But you, the Lord of hosts. And here we find a turn in the text. But you, the Lord of hosts, who pronounce a just sentence, who probe the loins and heart, let me see the vengeance you will take on them, for I have committed my cause to you. Vengeance is God's. That's His prerogative. We are asked not to take vengeance, not to take revenge, not to have a vengeful heart, because we are supposed to be meek. Blessed are the meek, Jesus said. Which runs counter the culture at that time and even to today. Why be meek? Fight your way all the time. I mean, not all the time. Circumstances are different. But we have a predilection for meekness because the Lord was meek. Thank you for listening, and may the blessing of Almighty God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!